Hi, and welcome to Lessons of Father. Today's show, we're going to talk about your partner. That's right, we're going to talk about mom for a few minutes. Because it is Mother's Day in May, I didn't get a chance to post this one on Mother's Day weekend, which is what I wanted to do, so I apologize for that. This is the most important moment in your life. If you are a dad worth anything of your salt, then you know what mom does. Let me give you a few examples off the top of my head. Mom changes more diapers. Mom cleans up more potty accidents. Mom deals with sick kids. Mom takes care of most of the baths. Most of the parenting that is done by mom. Men have tried for years to dominate, never do. Mom is king. My kids are who they are as adults, mostly because of the influence of my wife. I have no problem with this. I dropped the ball a long time ago. Mom is king. Live with it, accept it. How you are as a father is directly seen through mom's eyes. Truth be told, mom decides how good a father you are. It is mom who sets everything up. It is mom. Dads are mostly known for discipline. The phrase, wait till your father gets home, is still the most dangerous phrase on the planet. And we will discuss discipline in a future podcast. Mom is the most important parent in a child's life. I wish it wasn't that case, but trust me, it is. Unless mom is out of the picture, mom is the key person. It's called Mr. Mom when you stay at home and take care of your kids. It's actually an insulting phrase. And I am insulted by it because it implies that housework and parenting is mom's job. It is not. Understand right now, your wife may do the lion's share, but you need to do as much as possible. That means you need to change diapers when your kids are babies. That means you need to clean up potty accidents. That means you need to deal with nightmares. That means you need to deal with Tooth Fairy and Cupid and Santa Claus and leprechauns. You need to have tea parties with your 4-year-old daughter. These things just need to happen. Mom is the primary parent in most kids' lives. It's women who give up working so dad can work and they can stay home with the kids. That the other opportunity is possible, but it's rare. Single income families are primarily a male-dominated society. I'm not saying it should be that way. I'm not saying it has to be that way. I'm saying more often than not, it is that way. So, let me just say this overall. There are a few things that impress me on a regular basis. Men that step up impress me. But what impresses me more than anything else are mothers. They are 110% committed to their kids. They sacrifice everything for their kids. Once your child is born, your kids take primary place in your wife's life. So, there are 3 days a year when you should treat mom to a 100% stress-free day. The first is Mother's Day. Go all out. I'm not saying you have to buy jewelry, but give mom a break for the kids. That one day a year, she should not do any parenting that she doesn't want to do. It's your responsibility, and it's required by you to accomplish. The next is her birthday. On her birthday, give her a break from parenting. Take her to a spa. Give her a day to just sit in the bedroom and read. Whatever she wants to do on her birthday, she gets to do on her birthday. The last two make no sense to me, but trust me, they're there. Father's Day and your birthday should be days spent with the kids. You need to give them your time. Father's Day honors fathers, so be a father. Give mom a break. My wife refers to Father's Day as Mother's Day Part 2 because you basically do the same thing. Give mom the attention she deserves. Buy her flowers. Buy her jewelry on your anniversary. Take her out on date nights. Give her a day with friends. These are things you need to do on a regular basis to stay in a happy home. And trust me, the phrase happy wife, happy life is a real phrase. Lastly, and I apologize again for my podcast being so short. I'm trying to make them longer, but it's taking me a long time to do that. This is the last podcast I will do living in Illinois. My next podcast will take place in Wisconsin, and it'll probably be on discipline. Hats off to mom. Make certain your wife, the mother of your children, appreciates you. And never, I don't care if you get divorced and you have a bitter divorce, never say anything bad about the mother of your parents' children. She is to be praised at all costs. Thank you. See you next week.